Afloat with Henry Morgan. Jeffrey Hunter, accompanied by Hero, goes to Spanish Cuba to obtain for Henry Morgan the movements of a fleet which is there preparing to sail to the city of Panama to take charge of treasure. Jeffrey has no idea that it is to Havana that Dolores has returned, together with Dietz and Kitty. Dietz has rapidly tired of Kitty and intends selling her in the slave market. Dolores recognizes Jeffrey and has him cruelly tortured by Dietz to force him to reveal the reason of his mission. But he refuses to speak until he sees that they intend torturing Kitty. But he only tells them half of Morgan's plans, and Don Pietro comes to the wrong conclusion, but is satisfied. He leaves instructions that Jeffrey is to be taken to the slave market to be auctioned on the following day. Jeffrey and Kitty are thrown into the same cell and find that it's already occupied by another woman, Antoinette de Lacy, the missing kinswoman of Sir Thomas Motvedt. Jeffrey tries to reassure the girls. He has a faint hope of help if his friend Hero has not been taken.
And so, while he is free, we must not give up all hope of help.
But of what use could he be? How could he help us? We're in a foreign country. Our only value is the price we're worth at the auction block on the morrow.
No, please do not talk of that. I cannot bear to think of it. It's too horrible.
Oh, Jeffrey, I think we're beyond all aid. Your friend Hero, he will not escape for long. He must have missed you by now. He might have made foolish inquiries.
I can only hope that he keeps his head.
There's no way in which he can get word of you.
Oh, I don't know. The news of the capture of a British spy will spread like fire around the city. His fate will be the talk of every tavern. Hero has a smattering of Spanish, just enough to make him understand when he overhears that I've been taken.
All right, then. He knows where we are. What can he do?
Oh, Kitty, don't plague me with questions. Now I can hardly think of anything.
Oh, Jeffrey, I'm sorry. Is the pain so very bad?
They must have tortured you most cruelly.
And to save me from meeting the same fate, he told them the secrets that they wanted to know. Oh, Jeffrey, I should have been as brave as you. I should have let them do their worst. I made you betray Captain Morgan.
No, Kitty. It isn't as bad as all that. I only told them half of Captain Morgan's plans. Captain Morgan wanted to know when the fleet was sailing. Don Pietro surmised that it was because he wanted to intercept it. I let them believe that. Morgan has no intention of intercepting the Spanish fleet. He just wanted it out of the way so that he'll be free to sail up the coast, march across the isthmus, and sack Panama.
And Don Pietro doesn't know this?
No. I let him believe that Morgan intends to intercept the fleet after it was loaded. But by the time the fleet reaches Panama, Panama will be a smoking ruin. So no harm has been done. And you're safe.
Safe? Safe for what? To be put up for auction tomorrow like a beast?
I can't believe that it is going to happen to us. Really, I can't.
To think that you are Antoinette de Lacy. Never in my wildest dreams did I imagine that we would meet you under these circumstances.
Why don't you try and get some sleep, Jeffrey? You must be tired. Why not rest those aching limbs of yours? Is there nothing I can do to make you comfortable?
No, I must not try and rest. I must try and think. Clear my head in some way. I'm so worried. I just don't know what we can do.
Oh, Seth, you'll only make things worse. You couldn't break out of this place.
Kitty, perhaps you can help me. What do you know about slave markets? What is the procedure?
Well, I don't know about in Havana, but... But these cells look very much like the ones in Port Royal. You see, one side's all open. There isn't a wall, just iron grills.
Like cages.
They're built this way in Port Royal for a special reason. So I surmise these would be built the same way for the same reason.
What is the reason?
In Port Royal, they don't hold the auction until the afternoon. And in the morning, prospective buyers come and they cast their eyes over the human merchandise.
Can anybody come?
Anybody who has a mind to.
I see. Well, Kitty, what you tell me gives me food for thought. If only I could stop my head aching. Now, you two girls get some sleep. Tomorrow you'll need all the strength you can gather in order to face your ordeal. I want to lie here in the darkness and think about things. The whole of our future depends upon the capricious Lady Luck. Quite right, Kitty. In the morning, they certainly do come and view the human merchandise.
I feel like a monkey in a cage. I cannot stand it much longer. It is so humiliating. I cannot stand the leers and the jeers. I feel so helpless, so lost.
Now, Antoinette, you mustn't lose your heart now. Let's talk of something amongst ourselves. Let's try to forget these leering faces outside the cage. Judging by the attention that we received, our story must have spread around Havana. That might be a good thing, because it will have surely reached the ears of Hero.
And what good can he do?
Oh, let's talk of something else. There's something which I do want to talk about, Kitty, in case I never get the chance again. I want you to know that I did not forsake you when you were in the stone house.
Well, what happened to you, Jeffrey? I waited and waited. I was so confident that you'd come and rescue me.
I managed to escape from the swamps, and then I was struck down with a fever. My friend Hero nursed me back to health. He hid me safely in the jungle. But when the fever passed, the delirium had gone, we went to the stone hut. We found that we were too late. The hut was empty. You had sailed away with the others.
Oh, Jeffy, it's all been so horrible. It's been just like an awful nightmare. I should have known that something like that must have happened to you. I should have known that you'd not forget me.
And now, Antoinette, what has been your story? Tell us all that has happened to you.
Well, it happened all so long ago that I think I almost forget it. At the beginning, they took me prisoner when they captured the Elizabeth Ann. They frightened me with their threats of torture. They asked me all I knew about Sir Thomas Mutford and about my family. I was so very frightened. I couldn't bear being tortured, so I told them, little knowing what use they were going to put it to. Then they put me into prison. But they must have forgotten all about me. When they did remember me, they sent me here to the slave market. And today I'm to be sold. And Jeffrey, did you only come here to Cuba to find out the movements of those ships?
Yes, Kitty. That was the only reason. I had no idea at all that you had been brought here. I had no idea where they had taken you. I suppose there was lingering at the back of my mind the thought that you might be here, that I would find Dietz. I certainly found him. But in what different circumstances the ones I had imagined. I'll meet him again. Whenever I ever get back my strength, if I ever again have the power to move my limbs.
Did you have the time to find out what you wanted to know about the ship?
No, I didn't, Kitty. But after all, it doesn't really matter now.
Oh, Jeffrey. If only you'd known where to come and find me, I could have told you everything.
You know when the fleet is sailing?
Sure, I do. Dietz told me. He's sailing away with them. That's why he thought he'd sell me. He'd grown tired of me, and he didn't see why he should have to keep me in food while he was away.
Oh, swine. When are the ships sailing, Kitty?
Well, let me see now. It was 3 days ago that he told me that. Why, it must be in 5 days' time. Yes, that's right. In 5 days' time, Jeffrey, the fleet's sailing out of the harbor. Dietz with them.
And that is the very information that I wanted. Now I can't do anything about it.
Shh, Jeffrey, don't turn too suddenly. But I think there's somebody outside the cage. And I think he's trying to attract your attention. He's a Negro.
That'll be Hero. I dare not look. Is there still a big crowd outside?
Yes, a big crowd. And we still seem to be the center of attraction.
Don't look at him. And don't, whatever you do, give any appearance of recognition. Now, can you two girls help me to one of the corners of the wall?
Yes,
we will. Just up there against that grill.
That's right.
Just move me as though you were trying to make me feel more comfortable.
You take him under the other armpit, Antoinette, and I'll take this side.
Oh, Kitty, go get me.
It's all right, Jeffrey. We can't help it if we hurt you. Oh, if you only had the power back in your limbs.
Yes, I'm so very hopeless, aren't I?
Never mind. There you are. You're right up against the corner now. The Negro's seen us. He's making his way around to the other side.
Oh, there are far too many people about. I can't talk to him without arousing suspicion.
He's standing right beside him now. Why, the crowd.
crowd's going away.
It must be time for the auction to start.
Miss Jeffrey. Everyone else has gone away now.
Hero, how pleased I am to hear your voice and to know that you're safe.
Miss Jeffrey, what have they done to you?
There's no time to talk now. Just listen intently to what I have to say. And then, Hero, just carry out what I have to tell you. And mark this well. If you make no mistakes, you can rescue me and these two women.
What is it that Jeffrey has to tell Hero? You will hear in the next episode of Afloat with Henry Morgan.